Thank you for calling customer service. This is Joyce speaking, and how may I assist you?
Yes, I've got your item. Oops, lost it. I have to log back on that one. What do I got? Where am I at? 8925. A billing on my statement. And
may I start out by getting your zip code, please?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
May I start out by getting your zip code, please?
20716.
And thank you for that. And that person last name, please.
Iris Lesh, L-E-S-H.
All right, give me 1 second. So I can locate an account associated with you, okay? Ms. Iris, I'm
yes.
not able to locate an account associated with you under that zip code right now. Do you have the last 4 digits of the card that it was billed to?
Not in front of me.
Okay. Do do you have give me the telephone number that it is associated with?
Okay. 301.
Okay, 1 second. 53. Please, ma'am. You said 301?
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
535.
Go ahead.
0440.
All right, give me 1 second. Let me see if I can locate an account that way for you. All righty. And for security purposes, may I have the zip code that's the address that's associated with that? Excuse me.
I have two addresses. I have a P.O. box and a Penfield Lane address.
Okay, the P.O. box. What's the last number for the P.O. box?
2353, and the zip is 20718.
Yes, ma'am. All righty. And thank you for that. And I was able to associate an account for you. It seems back on November the 11th, you actually placed an order to receive a Wi-Fi booster, and you only paid $7.45 shipping and handling for it.
Right.
And then you also, on the 19th of December, you paid $7.45 shipping and handling to actually receive a purifier. Am I correct?
And what item?
A purifier.
Purifier for what?
I'm trying to see what this purifier for is. I'm not sure if it's a water purifier or an air purifier. Give me 1 second and I'll find out what that one was. But I do see your financial institute declined all payments of this product.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. It is actually an air purifier. And it removes airborne particles. It attacks airborne particles.
As far as I know, I have not ordered one of those.
Okay. Alrighty. Well, that the charges, and then you were billed on January the 30th of $49.97, and that was actually the membership fee that they billed you for actually joining the Factory Direct Savings Store. Yes, Ms. Iris, are you still there?
Yes, because I'm like going, if I know about that, I would not.
Yes, ma'am, that was
strapped for enough money as it stands.
They were welcoming items for joining the Factory Direct Savings Store, and what you would bill 48 hours later was the membership fee thanking you for signing up. Now, they did also provide you with a $125 gift card, which is located inside of the email that you use at the time that you signed up. If you go into that email, there's a link. And for each month that you were enrolled, they gave you that gift card, and you can use it to go online and purchase some of the best-selling gadgets in the world in the web store. But as long as you were enrolled as a member, then you would bill that membership fee each month you're enrolled.
No.
Okay. And I do see that we billed you February the 1st, and it was declined.
Okay. If it was declined, that means I would never have seen it.
Yes, ma'am. The last time we billed you was actually February the 1st.
Hold on. Okay, hold on. Let me get back on this.
Now, I do see with the notation you had already called in and you were canceled out of this program for CV.
Yes, it was.
Yes, ma'am. So you shouldn't receive any more charges or bill anything further on that.
Because I have a charge. Let's see, $128, and that was a $745.
Were you able to locate it, ma'am? Because the last time we tried to bill you was on the 1st of February, and from there on, you have been canceled out of the system, so you shouldn't be charged at all. You shouldn't be billed anything further from us.
Okay, now. I'm working on this, getting back to my bank statement. Okay, because you said as of February
1? As of February 1, we have not billed you anymore because you are canceled out of the program.
Okay. $89.25 is not here. Okay, what was January 28th?
Let me get back to that. We billed you on the 30th of January for the full amount for the membership fee of $49.97. It was declined by your financial institute, and they billed you again on the 31st of January, and that was also declined. We billed you on the 1st, and that is the last time we actually billed you because you called in and you canceled your subscription.
And that was February?
February 1st.
Okay.
So, I mean, I don't know where you're seeing a charge from, but we can't bill you at all because you are actually canceled.
Well, this one is, this. Well, then this would be the last one for $128. And that's for $7.45.
Yes, ma'am. But you were canceled out of the program. You called in and
shortly
you canceled
thereafter.
Yourself. Yes, ma'am. You called in and you canceled the subscription to it, so you were canceled out of it. Now, did you ever receive any of the items or any?
No, I haven't received anything else.
Okay.
Other than the antennas.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
And you were talking about an air cleaner?
Yes, ma'am.
I do
see on the account where you had actually paid $7.45 shipping and handling for an air purifier on the 15th of December, the 19th of December.
Okay, let me...
Your financial institute also declined a payment on that.
Okay. Go back further or not. One. No, my statements are only going back as far as the 3rd of January.
Okay.
Will I get any of that money back for the memberships and the whatever that is?
No, ma'am, we can't refund them because they were declined by your financial institution.
Right. You said they were declined by the bank.
Right,
okay.
And so there's nothing to refund because we were never able to pull any money.
Okay. Okay, and this one was up here. No, in the wrong place. That's the place I want to be. 89.5. Okay. All right. Because, let's see. I don't see anything else through January into February. And this isn't bringing up my... I know I can go back further, but I can't remember how to do it. It's been a while since I've... That's what I hate about computers. Oh, no, it's easy. Just go online and do this and do that. And I'm like, no.
I do understand that, ma'am.
All right. So I don't have to worry about anything else.
No, ma'am. You don't.
Okay. All right.
And thank you for calling customer service, and you have a great day.
You too, and thank you for helping me clear this all up. I really do appreciate it.
You're more than welcome. Glad to help.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye, and you have a great evening.
You too. Have a good week.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.